It is an historic day in Australian sport. More than 100 years after the first ever Australian rules football match, we finally have an official AFL Women's League. Over the next 2 months, 8 teams are going to play for the inaugural premiership on March 25. The Fremantle Dockers are amongst them, warming up for their first game tomorrow against the Western Bulldogs. And midfielder and defender Tia Haynes is ready and raring to go, and she joins us. Morning, Tia.
Good morning.
Hey, you've been really busy training over the past few months, over Christmas and New Year's and all of that. How have the past few months been? How's training been going?
Yeah, so we started back in November, end of November. So we've been training pretty hard since then. It's been full on. I guess juggling with work and stuff like that's been pretty difficult for a couple of us, but we've managed to like fix all that up and now we're ready to go for round one tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about you, you know, your balance of all the things you have to juggle in your life in a moment. But I want to start by asking how you got into AFL. Who were your kind of AFL heroes growing up? And was it something that was in your family and that your you know, folks played and got into?
Yeah, so I've definitely been around footy since I was born. My dad played, my brothers played. And so ever since then, I've always been at their games and I guess always wanting to be involved as well. So wherever I could, I was putting my hand up even as a young kid and not allowed to, wanting to run water or just be involved in any way I could. So I guess it's always been around and I've always just had a love for it.
Yeah. And what about kind of female examples? Because, you know, obviously your dad and your brother are great, but was there ever kind of a barrier or, something in your mind going, oh, hang on, like, I'm a woman. I'm not going to be able to play professional AFL.
Yeah, I guess because I played Auskick as well. So once I hit a certain age, it became a bit difficult. And so I moved sports. But I've always had mum who's willing to have a kick around of the footy whenever I wanted to as a kid as well. So she's never put any barriers on me. But, yeah, it did make it difficult when it got to a certain age and girls could no longer play until lately now, obviously, there's a pathway for all ages.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, you've had a few injuries as well in the past few years, and you've had two knee reconstructions. How are you going at the moment with all of that stuff?
Yeah, definitely not been an easy run. I've had two knee reconstructions. I have basically a year apart from surgery date as well. So there was a date in my mind that I absolutely hated. So, no, it's been difficult. Obviously, there's a bit of like lack of confidence that I've had along the way. But I guess having the coaches that we've got around us and the support of all the players and stuff, they definitely helped me grow back to where I am now.
Yeah, totally. Can you take us through? I cannot imagine what it's like going through a knee reconstruction. What's the process like and the recovery like and all of that stuff? How long does it take you to get back, I guess, on the horse, so to speak?
It's a very, very slow recovery thing, that's for sure. Yeah. There's obviously a few girls that have gone through it as well in our club, so that's, I guess, easier for us because obviously we've got people to lean back on. But it does, it takes, every surgery is different, especially on the depending on what graft you go. I went my hamstring first and then I had my patella and the patella bone, so the second time. So it obviously was a different recovery each time. But I guess you just got to be slow and patient with everything, every step that you go, and just have faith in, your physios and your surgeons and stuff that they've done the best they can and that you're going to be back to as good as you can in no time.
Yeah, totally. I spoke with Michelle Cowan, your coach, back when she was announced. It must have been around November time. And, you know, she was looking kind of ahead at, you know, the training and working up to, I guess, this weekend. What has it been like working with her over the past few months?
Yeah, she's an outstanding coach and obviously has a wealth of knowledge. So it's obviously great that we get to keep her home, work with her again. I've worked with her in the state when we had a state game and we versus Victoria, which we had the privilege of winning, obviously. So, that was good. She's obviously a great coach. And then she's got all the coaches that I guess, challenge her in a way to excel in the areas that she's even better at. So she becomes an elite coach, that's for sure.
Yeah. We're speaking with midfielder and defender Tia Haynes for the Frio Dockers, who are making their debut this weekend, tomorrow, against the Western Bulldogs in the first weekend of the Australian Rules Women's League. Tia Haynes is pretty excited for tomorrow, I bet. You mentioned as well when we started about your job and how difficult the past few months have been in balancing all of that stuff, because this is kind of a part-time gig, right? How does that work?
Yeah, so we still have our normal jobs. We do the same things we've always done. I guess some workforces have got flexible working hours, which mine has definitely been. So we've had, obviously, Taryn, our development welfare lady, she's also helped a lot of people try and work around their work commitments as well. So we still work, we still play footy, but I guess to finally get a go at doing something we absolutely love, it, having that extra pressure of working full-time still, I guess it's not as bad as people think.
Okay. I read somewhere this really bold prediction from, I think, Emma Zelke, who's the captain of the Brisbane Lions. And she said, eventually, give it 5 or 10 years, we'll be the number one sport in Australia. What do you think of that statement?
Oh, it's a great statement. I guess we've always wanted to be elite footballers, and I guess we've now got the time to do it. So there's obviously going to be doubters, and there's going to be people that don't agree with it, but I guess once they watch and see the elite level that we put ourselves in, then I guess it should change a few people's minds.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, you know, we've got to kind of be patient and kind of sit back and watch some games and wait for it to get to that stage. But, you know, in the meantime, we get to watch a whole bunch of games of football, which is pretty good indeed.
Yeah, so obviously it's not going to be a massive change straight away, and some people will take that time to, I guess, adapt to that women are playing football now. And the men, certainly with the Dockers, they certainly love the fact that they have a women's team as well. So I guess getting acceptance from the boys is a massive step as well.
Yeah, totally important. Finally, I want to ask what it means to you personally, because this is a real, like, this weekend particularly, and these first games, this first season, is like history in the making. What does it mean to you personally to be a part of that?
I guess it's a massive honour. I guess it still really hasn't sunk into a few of us. Yeah, we're representing an AFL club, and we're now classified as elite athletes. So it's still a little bit surreal. I guess you still pinch yourself and try and tell yourself that you're in the spot that you're in. And it's really exciting, and I'm very honoured to be a part of it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, good luck tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll go really well. And over the next it's 7 weeks leading up to March 25, right? Good luck.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for that.
Tia Haynes there. She's the midfielder and defender for the Frio Dockers, who are making their debut in the AFL Women's League tomorrow against the Western Bulldogs.